When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. A winning week this last week. I did throw Chicago in there as a clunker on Monday night. So 4-3. I'm now 11 units or plus 11 games on the year. 7 out of the last 8 weekends have been winning weekends. And the one that wasn't was 2-2-1. So it's really turned around over the last 2 months after a pretty wretched start this year. But in good shape to finish up the year here. We're going to get into the 4 college playoff games in a moment, but that's where we'll start tomorrow. There are 2 games that I absolutely love. Just from kind of a hunch, analysis, and then clearly from the sort of contrarian betting philosophy that I have. The 2 biggest public plays in the 4 playoff games are Clemson plus the points against Texas, and Tennessee plus the points against Ohio State. There is a lot of SMU action, too, and I do like Penn State a little bit, but they're not an official play. But I would definitely lean Penn State at home. We'll talk about this game in more detail, Denton and I will, but the first 2 plays are Texas minus 12. I'm seeing some 12.5s out there now. I told Denton this yesterday, or maybe before the show, that I played Texas yesterday minus 12 because I had a sense, and I was talking to somebody in warmer locales who said, this line's going up. It was 11 a few days ago. It was 12 yesterday. There's still some 12s out there, but I see some 12.5s now. That's just a lot of smart bettors betting Texas while the public money is on Clemson. Give me Texas, hook 'em horns, laying 12 in Austin against Clemson. We'll kind of talk about this game in more detail coming up. And then I really like Ohio State tomorrow night. I'm not a big fan of Tennessee's quarterback. It'll be cold. That place will be nuts. I think Ohio State feels it. Look, if they look a little skittish early, now 3 weeks after the Michigan game, and it's looking like Will Howard's going to basically, soil himself again on national TV in a big spot, I will raise my arms and say, sorry, but I think this is Ohio State with quick game, with getting the receivers the ball in space. They have great receivers, and, I see an Ohio State big win, so I'll take the Buckeyes laying the 7. Let's go to Sunday, and for the 4th time this year, I have the Washington game in the smell test. Now, the smell test historically with Washington or Washington's opponent involved, it was 64.5% coming into this season. It's 1-2 on the season this year, so not a good year with Washington games and smell test picks. But The public loves Philadelphia right now in a big way. I like Washington's chances Sunday. I do think there's some keys that I talked about, and I think Ertz playing, and I don't know that he will, would be a big plus, especially if he's really ready to go. But there's just way too much public money on Philly, one of the biggest public sides of the weekend. I'll take Washington at home plus the 3.5. Take the Jets. I think I've had them a couple of times recently pushed against the Dolphins. I think week before that it lost. They're getting 3 at home against the Rams, who really need this game. Line is super short. Public just laying, you know, the 3 like it's wrong. I'll take the Jets plus the 3. Sorry, but I'm going to give you the Bears again. This is really bad. How are they only getting 6.5 at home against Detroit? I know Detroit's banged up, but I'll buy the half point and take the Bears plus 7. The Panthers, you know, here's Sheehan with all these bad teams. Yeah, but it's worked out more than it hasn't this year. The Panthers are getting 3.5 at home against the Cardinals. Give me them. The Patriots are getting a big number, 14 at home on the road against Buffalo. After Buffalo's big win last week, a little bit of a letdown there. I'll take the Pats plus the 14. I'll take Seattle plus the 3 at home against Minnesota. Minnesota's a big play. And I really like the Cowboys on Sunday night. Tampa's a massive public side. So there you go. 2-1 Saturday and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on Sunday. 9 total plays. Texas minus 12. Ohio State minus 7. Sunday, Washington plus 3.5. The Jets plus 3.5. The Bears plus 7. The Panthers plus 3.5. The Patriots plus 14. Seattle plus 3. And Dallas plus 4. Especially late in the year, if you are playing my picks, and I know a lot of you don't, and that's fine, and a lot of you don't bet. That's smart. Follow me on X, on Twitter, at Kevin Sheehan DC, because in that hour window before 1 o'clock on Sundays, and in that window before 12 o'clock tomorrow, I may scratch one of these plays depending on injuries, etc. So this time of year, especially when we get into the final 2 weeks of the NFL season, when you find out that teams are actually going to sit a lot of their starters because they've got nothing to play for, that changes things a lot. So, you know, some of that starts to happen this weekend. So there you go. Let's get to our college football preview and picks.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.